Hello, and welcome to this very, very special audio-only episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point is I've been playing a lot of Mars First Logistics, and I put a big old review out, and I think you're gonna like that game. It is such an incredible experience that it has a lot of really smart things that I love about a Kerbal Space Program style game. If you have listened to me talk about video games long enough, you probably know I am a bit of a Kerbal Space Program or physics game sicko. I love those games oh so much. I have like several hundred hours in Kerbal Space Program, and I'm just absolutely god-awful at it. It's always been like a fun thing to like, let's see if we can make a silly plane and see if we can make this thing fly, or like let's understand how Delta V works. And for the most part, I got the information well enough and the concepts well enough to where I'm okay at it. You know, I can launch a rocket. I know what it takes to get it into orbit. I can probably make it to the moon. Probably can't make it back. That's a little tricky for me still. The thing that I've always said about Kerbal Space Program is that it's a tough recommendation for a lot of folks. Like, I think you really have to be into space. I think you have to really be into like figuring out orbital mechanics in not like a super intense way, but you know, you have to know what Delta V is. You need to know that there's a certain amount of fuel that you need to get into space. There's a certain amount of velocity you need to get into space, and there's a certain amount of, you know, angle you need to do. Like, you can't just go straight up. There's a certain amount of pathing. It's like more complicated because getting to space is hard. So it's always been kind of tough to be like, well, it looks cute and it looks fun, but it is very much a difficult game depending on how you want to play it. And so I don't really talk about it that much, because it's one of those things that, like, it's like, hey, have you thought about sitting down having some fun and just getting real deep into trigonometry? Like, is that something that really brings you joy and excitement? And for the most part, I would say probably not. But dear listener, I have good news for you. Mars First Logistics is here. Mars First Logistics is a physics building game that is, I would say, very akin to Kerbal Space Program. It's a game where you basically are provided a series of contracts that you have to deliver things from one point to another. Very, very like this show, if you think about it. One point to another, and you have to deliver them across the Martian surface, but the things are weird. And by weird, I mean just normal. You're not delivering cool space habitats or really intense scientific equipment that can't break. No, you're delivering a watering can and a stepladder and an umbrella, and you're building roads and you're doing things like that. And it's all in this very, like, kind of like whimsical, fun style that is, I think it's very much the art style of that really well-known graphics artist Mobius, but you would probably know it from Rollerdrome or even Japanese Breakfast Sable. Not made by Japanese Breakfast, but good soundtrack on Sable. So it's like pretty simple when you put it together like that. It's like, oh yeah, you just, like, you know, make a machine and you drive thing from point A to point B, and then you do that over and over again. The part that is so interesting to me about Mars First Logistics that, like, scratches that Kerbal Space Program itch, though, is that some of my favorite things to do in Kerbal Space Program is when, you know, when you do get into space and you're like, oh shit, I got into space, but I have a very weird orbit and also no fuel. I have no way to get this poor little Kerbal guy back down to Earth. He is trapped up in space. And so there's two ways that you can go about solving that problem. Solution number one, you restart the mission. You're like, oh shoot, I didn't plan it out right. Time to restart. Let's do this the right way this time. Or the way that I solve these missions, and by solve I mean, you know, try to solve, typically don't, is okay, well, we've already stranded one Kerbal in space. Let's double down. Let's pull out a rescue mission. Let's go get Bill back. Let's load up Val in the giant machine, and we're gonna fly back up to space. We're gonna bring Bill back, and all of this is gonna work out perfectly fine. And now it doesn't. It very rarely ever works out. And this is kind of the magic of Mars First Logistics, because what I just explained is probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours of Kerbal Space Program, of like designing the ship, the first ship, launching it, maintaining the orbit, realizing that you're trapped, you know, trying to bring it back to Earth with RCS thrusters, realizing that's not going to work. And then you have to build a second ship, outfit that to save them, has to be slightly bigger because now, you know, you realize that you didn't have enough fuel and all of that. And so that can be like a pretty stuck-in experience where, you know, you're thinking about that throughout the day. And the thing about Mars First Logistics is that that loop is now like 20 minutes. And that's kind of the beautiful thing here, because what you end up doing is you pick up a contract and you have the build menu that you can pop up whenever you want, which is already an incredible innovation. So you have your little rover, and you pop open the build menu. You're like, okay, I have to take this watering can from this point to this point. I'm gonna build my best guess at a machine that will be able to do that. And then you build your machine, and you pick up your watering can, drive it a little bit. You hit a bump weird, or the art style kind of does you dirty, and you can't tell how much of a hill this is, and you just full send it over a giant dune, do some pinwheels, fall over, you've dropped your watering can. It is now on its side, which means that the machine that you built to pick it up by the handle doesn't quite work the same way. So you could restart the mission, or you do, again, what I do, and you say, no, I can fix this with engineering. And so you open up the build menu, like right there on the spot, and instead of having to like start over from the central base, or like find a way to, you know, fish that thing out over the course of like an hour or two, you end up being able to rescue it right there on the spot. So you can quickly build and test and iterate on a machine that can like pick up this watering can from the side now. And it is this like really cool moment of refining an idea to like a incredibly razor sharp point of like, okay, like I finally had this picker upper thing that was specific to when the watering can was on its side, but now I've made a thing that, you know, can articulate a little bit more, and it can now like pick up this thing from this direction, and it is a much better like utilitarian, like multi-purpose tool than what I had originally. And I think that's the stuff that is like so cool to me about this game, is that it takes some of the cool things about Kerbal Space Program, the like lateral thinking, the problem solving, like all of that, and it reduces it down to like take 20 minutes to do that. And like the missions are relatively easy, but like there are plenty of silly little things that get in the way, whether it's, you know, this particular path is quite hilly, or there's a mountain in your way, or look, there's a couple of rocks. And all of those things sound rather mundane when you compare it to something like Kerbal Space Program, where it's like, you know, thousands of kilometers where you have to go rescue Bill Kerman, who's orbiting around the sun at this point, and it's like a much larger problem. And really, really the thing that sells this game for me. Like, the problem solving is fun. I enjoy a lot of that. The build menu stuff is, like, actually really well done. There's a couple of, like, tiny quibbles I have. Like, you cannot articulate moving parts in the build menu. You can just kind of set them at their, you know, closed, extended, or fully open state, which is, like, a tiny, tiny quibble. That's something, because the menus are so snappy, it's not that big of a deal. And then the last bit that I think is, like, really the thing that sells this game for me and why it's, like, very much a top 10 contender for me, like, probably top 5 at this point, is it's fucking hilarious. as a game that is, like, there is no text, or there's no, like, story going on, there's no narration, there's none of this. It is like Pratfall City with robots. It is so funny. There's, like, silly moments where it is just, like, self-made hilarity, where you're, like, going over a rise, and like I said, you juiced it a little too much on the throttle, didn't realize that this was a, like, cliff instead of a hill, and you just, like, full send it over this hill, you go pinwheeling, and whatever you're holding on to is just, like, yeeted off into the distance like you're a trebuchet. And then you got to go figure it out. And it's just, like, moments like that are hilarious and just really silly. Because, again, like, the challenge to cleaning up that mess is pretty quick and also has a little bit of, like, puzzle thinking to it, which I enjoy. But the thing that, like, really got me the first time it happened, and it continues to get me as it happens more, is the game has opinions about how you should deliver things. So you pick up a thing, and then you have to drive it to another point, and you have to put it within a specific zone for the contract to be considered complete. And for the most part, that's, you know, pick up this thing, put it on your semi-truck style dump truck rover, and take it back to the zone, just drive it up onto the landing pad, everything's fine, you're done, move on. But sometimes, every once in a while, the game says, hey, I've got an idea. The one that I wrote about in the review, which I think is probably the prime example of the first time this happened to me, was absolutely hilarious, was I was driving a, like, pretty large steel I-beam, and I, like, built this pretty, not, like, super complicated, but it was basically a machine that would drive right up to it, it would pick up the back of it, and then it would just inchworm this I-beam onto the back of this rover, and just, like, inchworm it on pretty slowly. It was, like, a little complicated to make it work because everything in this game is, like, only 10% efficient. It's pretty cobbled together. And so I would inchworm it on there, and then I finally got it, like, locked it down, drove it all the way to the place I was supposed to go, and I climbed up over this hill to where the drop-off point was, and lo and behold, the drop-off point was a perfectly vertical place to put this I-beam. So I drove this thing all the way there. I'm, like, at the finish line, I see the drop-off point, and what the game says is, oh no, sweetheart, you've got a whole other puzzle to solve here. You thought that you could deliver this the smart way. Well, no, now you need to turn it, like, you need to flip it vertical so that this thing is standing up in this little tiny rectangular prism here to complete this contract. And it was this moment of just, like, my God. They know exactly what they're doing. They know how absolutely hilarious this game can be, because, like, I saw that, and, you know, back to what I was saying earlier, like, you just pop open the build menu, it's not that complicated. Like, it has now presented me another puzzle challenge, but I'm not frustrated by it. Because, you know, I think that in something like Kerbal or something like Space Engineers, like, that becomes very frustrating because the way that you build in these games is, like, complicated. It's kind of, like, overwrought. You usually have to do it at a central place and then deliver it somewhere else. And it's, like, a whole sequence of steps that you need to, like, stay on top of. But here it's just like, okay, well, like, you delivered it most of the way. So now what you need to do, you don't need to make a machine that can, you know, pick up this I-beam, flip it vertically, and then safely transport it, you know, 7 kilometers across Mars. you simply need to make a machine that will pick this up and then very jankily rock it into this zone. And that's what I did. And it was a hilarious, fun thing because not only did I get this weird comedic surprise, but I also now have this really dumb machine that like functions like an LA lowrider, just like rocking it back and forth to like try to get it in the proper zone. Because also, you don't need to make the best machine. You simply need to make the one that works. And that's kind of the other fun thing here is that like you could go really crazy and like make a really cool looking rover that has like the double bogey suspension that Curiosity has and like can maintain all of this stuff. But the game very quickly will hand you blueprints for things that are like box carriers that are like pretty easy to replicate and kind of modify. And then it'll also just give you like straight up cars. Like here is a scout car. This is a thing that just goes really fast and like drops radio beacons. But this is not like, you're not building NASA approved equipment here. You're making little tiny unitaskers that do one thing mostly okay, and that's good enough. So I think Mars First Logistics is like honestly one of the best games I've played this year. I know there's a lot of good ones, but this one very particularly tickled my brain that loves these types of building games. And I really think you should give it a shot. Like even if these are not the kinds of things that you end up playing, because it really is built with, you know, beginner in mind to not be super punishing. But like I said, you can go absolutely buck wild with some of these things. It also has Steam Workshop support. I haven't gone plundering that quite yet, but this might be the first game that I dig into the Steam Workshop because I cannot imagine what kind of cursed machines are hiding inside the minds of other people. So yeah, go check out Mars First Logistics. If you like this, like what I'm saying about it, go check out the review on 70%complete.com. There's a bunch of other stories in there, and I really think that it is a top five game for me. It's so good. I love Mars First Logistics. Go check it out. But yeah, that's gonna do it here. I'm gonna have to go hop on this good old choo-choo train that hopefully was not engineered by someone like me. So far, so good, although the downtime on the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority has been not great, so who could say? But thanks for hanging out for me on this drive this morning. I will catch you later. See ya!